Sakta Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Megillah, Perik Beis, Mishnah Dalid. Hakol Kesherin Likreis Es HaMegillah. Anyone is kosher to be Moitzi the Rabbim, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. Hakol says the Batanura comes to include even women, because they're Mechuyiv in Kriyas HaMegillah, therefore they can be Moitzi others. Chutz, the exception would be Mecheresh Shaita V'Katan. Now normally when we say Cheresh, the Kavana is to a deaf mute, someone who Rachman al-Etzlan can neither hear or talk. He is not considered to be a bendas, and he is pater mikol nisa shebetayra. But obviously the cheresh in our Mishnah can't be referring to someone who can't talk, because if he can't talk, well, how could he read the Megillah? So it must be that the cheresh in our Mishnah is different than the cheresh all over Mishnayos or all over Shas, stam cheresh. We're talking about a cheresh that, although he cannot hear, but he can talk. This cheresh is chayiv b'chol mitzvah ha-taira. Same is true for someone who can't talk and he can hear. He's mechayiv in all mitzvah shavetayra. So despite the fact that we're talking about a cheresh who could talk, but he can't be moitzi the rabbi. And the reason is because he's pater on kriyas ha-megillah. Why is he pater on kriyas ha-megillah? You just told me that he's considered a ben das and he's mechayiv in all the mitzvahs in the taira. And the answer is, the Mishnah says in Masechtas Brachos, at least according to Rabbi Yossi, that a kairah ve'ena mashmia li'aznav, a person reads the Megillah and his ears don't hear what he's saying, he's not yotze. So being that you have to hear the Megillah and he can't hear the Megillah, he's pater in kriyas ha-Megillah. So that's a cheresh. Shaita means someone who's nebuch, he doesn't have his das. The Gemara gives us the simanim of a shaita. He loses whatever anyone gives him. Or he walks out all alone at night, or he sleeps in the Beis HaKvaras, or he rips his own clothes. If he falls under the category of such a person, he's considered a shaitan. He cannot be mitzi anyone b'kriyas ha-megillah. And the same is true for a katan. Although Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. Rabbi Yehuda says a katan can read the Megillah for others. Rabbi Yehuda is referring to a katan shehagia l'chinuch. That means he's old enough that there's a chiyev to educate him in the inyan of kriyas ha-megillah. Being that a katan shegiel lechinach is chayev midrabanan, so he can be mitzi even gedailim, even big people, but kriyas ha-megillah, because the whole kriyas ha-megillah is only midrabanan, and one rabanan can be mitzi another rabanan. Tanakama says no. For the katan, it's trade rabanan. There's a rabanan to be mechanach a katan, and the whole mitzvah is a rabanan. Whereas for a gadol, there's only one rabanan. What does that mean? There's an interesting Rashi in Masechtas Megillah. Rashi says, who's mechuyev to be mechanach a katan? The father. A father has a mitzvah to teach his child to read the Megillah. So really, the child taka has a chiyev, but it's not the child's chiyev, it's the father's chiyev to be mechanach the child. And in order to be mitzi someone, you have to have your own chiyev. Either way, the Tanakhama says a katan cannot read the Megillah for others. Rabbi Yehuda says he can. And the Batanura says that the Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Vayitru zak the Mishnah. Now here the Mishnah is going to teach us that you're not supposed to start reading the Megillah in the morning. There's a chiyuv to read the Megillah at night and in the morning. The day Megillah reading cannot start until I know for sure that it's day. And that's after the sun comes up. And the same is true for other mitzvahs, that their mitzvah is dafka by day. And the Mishnah is going to give us five examples. First, Ein Kairin Es HaMegillah, we don't read the Megillah by day. V'loy Malin, we also don't do Bris Mila on a baby. That also has the Dafka be by day because it says U'beyoyim Hashmini. That's the second example. The third example is V'loy Toivlin. When we say Tefillah over here, we're referring to dipping in the Ezoiv B'mechatas. After we mix the ashes of the paraduma with the special water, you have to dip in the azov and you spritz it on the person who's tamei meis. That can only be done when we know for sure it's day. So you can't dip in the azov into the water until it's day. And this is the fourth example of olei mazon. You can't spray it on the person or the keli that's tamei meis, only when you know for sure it's day. And the fifth example is v'chein shemeres yoim keneged yoim, and this is referring to a ziva, a certain type of tuma, where the person has to go through an entire day not being tamei, and they can tie with themselves the next morning. But you have to make sure it's morning. In all these cases, Megillah, Bris Milah, dipping in the Azev and spritzing the water mixed with the ashes of the paraduma, the person who's Tomei Meis, and the Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, Loi Titfil, we cannot do the tefillah until it's for sure day. And what's called for sure day? Achetonei Tzachama, until the sun comes up. However, the kulon, in regard to all these five things, she'asu, if they were done b'di eved m'sha'ola amayda shachar is the time period before Netzachama, kosher it is kosher. It says the Sefer Ezra, when they were building the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, v'anachnu oisim b'malacha, and they worked me'aloysa shachar v'yatzeisa kechavim, in the morning from the aloysa shachar, until tzeisa kechavim, at night. And it says afterwards, at night they had to keep watch from the attackers. And the day was for work. So you see that from the Elisa Shachar it's already called day. So why do we say you have to wait for the Netzachama? And the answer is, because not everyone is 100% sure when exactly is the time of the Amayda Shachar, so we would rather not take any chances. If it's already Netzachama, we know for sure it's day. But if you knew for sure when the Yom HaShachar is, even before the Netzacham explains about Tanura, it's Takaday. That's why we're saying in regard to all these things that B'di'avad would be kosher. Okay, so our Mishnah told us everyone is kosher to read the Megillah with the exception of a Cheresh, Shaita, and Katan. Rabbi Yehuda says a Katan could read the Megillah. We don't pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Mishnah gave us a list of five things that we have to wait for the Netzachama for. They are Kriyas HaMegillah by day, Bris Milah, to dip in the Azov or to spray the water that's mixed with the ashes of the Paraduma on a person who's Tamei Meis or a Keli, and for that matter a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, should not engage in the Tevilah until the Netzachama. But if they did it after the Amayda Shachar b'di Evet, it is kosher. There are many different shittas as to when exactly the Netzachama is. Mishnah Berurah paskins, it's when you see the sun, even from the tops of the mountains. The Amayda Shachar is about an hour and 12 minutes beforehand. Of course, there are certain things that we're machmer on. For example, if you want to get up to eat before a tainis, so we're going to stop eating by the Amayda Shachar, because again, Amayda Shachar is really day. The only problem is, it's hard to tell exactly when the Amayda Shachar is. That's why, if it's something that you have to wait for the day, like these five things mentioned in the Mishnah, lechetchila, we would rather that you wait until the Netzachama.